Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Singing Out Las Cruces board member Dave Henton and artistic director Irene Guerra. To tell us what is Singing Out Las Cruces, thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. It's great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. What is Singing Out Las Cruces?
Singing Out Las Cruces is an LGBTQ, lesbian, gay, trans, bi, queer, and allied community choir here in Las Cruces, New Mexico. We were founded in September 2011 as an LGBTQ mixed voice choir.
Yes, we use the power of music to entertain, heal, and inspire the community. And we are a diverse choir in terms of our membership, in terms of age, in terms of ethnicity, background, musical range of voices.
Yes, we're an unauditioned choir, so we have people who are musical professionals and also singers who just, people who love to sing but don't necessarily read music. We were founded to give voice to the LGBTQ community in Las Cruces, New Mexico, to provide musical entertainment and outreach, singing at different events within the community, to give voice to our specific people within the community.
And Irene, your background is a choir director?
Yes, I'm a native Las Cruces. I grew up here in Las Cruces, and I am currently the choir director at Vista Middle School.
And Dave, you're retired, but you come all the way from Cloudcroft to perform, to sing, and today all the way from Cloudcroft.
Make that commute every week for practice and for board meetings as well. And it's a joy and highlight of the week for sure.
Let's talk about this year's rehearsals, about your concerts, and one of the most important concerts you're going to be having soon is a summer concert.
That's right. June 1st and 2nd at Peace Lutheran Church, we'll be having our summer concert. Forget Lions and Tigers and Bears. It's Disco Madonna and Cher. Oh my! So we'll be doing club and disco hits from the 80s to fairly modern times. Focusing on Madonna and Cher music.
Of course, tickets are available now at Spirit Winds, 2260 South Locust, as well as at the door. Children under 12 are free.
Yes. We start rehearsals every August and February for our winter and summer concerts. And we have all of our rehearsals at Peace Lutheran Church. If you come check out our concerts in June and you want to join us, we start our rehearsals on August 13th for our winter concert in January.
So anyone can participate. It doesn't have to be just LGBTQ.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of allied supporters. And in addition to the singing members, we have something called the Fifth Section, which is our hardworking volunteers who love choral music and support our singing in the community and don't necessarily sing. So we have a place for singers and non-singers alike. Our membership ranges from 17 to 80-something years old and wonderfully diverse and lots of opportunities to sing. And it's a great joy. And it's particularly joyful to be able to do community service in addition to our two annual concerts, paid concerts at Peace. We've sung at AIDS Memorial Service. We've sung at Pride Services. We've sung at Lavender Graduation here at New Mexico State.
What is Lavender Graduation?
It's a special celebration banquet for the LGBTQ graduates every spring and winter. So we've performed at that, the Women's March, the Volunteer Fair most recently in the Downtown Mall. So we're not only giving our concerts, but we do lots of musical outreach within the community.
And what's the most important thing about the organization?
What is most important in that regard to Singing Out is that we make the LGBTQ community visible. We give that community voice. We show up, we perform at events like Lavender Graduation, but also just at the volunteer fair where we are singing for a diverse group of people. And we're visible. People see us and they know that we're queer and they hear us and they see that we're just people like everybody else who love to make music and love Las Cruces.
Well, I must say, too, Irene's programming, many of our concerts, they're all themed. All the concerts are themed. And oftentimes the themes have been things like hope and transformation and civil rights. And the music oftentimes, even when it's fun, even when it's light, it's music that has a serious and inspirational aspect to it.
What have been some of the challenges?
I'd say, having been a part of the group for a while now, one of our greatest challenges is getting our name out there and having people know that they can join us, whether they're part of the LGBTQ community or just an ally, whether they only sing in the shower or used to teach music and are retired. Reaching out to the community and getting them to come be a part of our group.
And as a nonprofit organization, we do struggle with funding. We struggle with volunteer leadership, just the logistics of putting on a concert, which takes so many people and so many kind of people hours. So that's a constant struggle. We're blessed to have an incredible fan base, an incredible board. And between Irene's leadership and also our accompanist, Mark Klett, we have incredible musicians to train us, to mentor us, to inspire us. You ask about challenges. As somebody who is not a professionally trained musician, I find singing very challenging. And at the start of every semester, I'm thinking, wow, Irene has gotten such ambitious music. Can we pull this together? And every season, we do so. And we grow musically in the process. We grow musically as individuals, and then we also grow in terms of our section and in terms of the whole chorus, in terms of our musicianship. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome, Dave. Now that you mention that, that is one of my greatest challenges as the artistic director, to impart to those singers that they can do it. I think everyone who sings or creates in any way, there's always that self-doubt or that insecurity. And imparting to the singers of the choir that they can do it, that if we just work hard and put in the time and the effort, we can do it.
So has your audience been growing?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. I think when Singing Out Las Cruces was founded, there was a need for the group. But over the handful of years, every audience is bigger and bigger than the one before.
Where do you get your ideas for your artistic creations?
Oh, gosh. From all over the place. Like this year, it came from having to take some really long road trips and listening to music and the TV shows I happened to be watching. And I was really touched by the connection between a lot of 70s, 80s, 90s pop that I liked to listen to growing up. But the connection to the drag balls in New York City, how there was that interconnection to some little girl in Las Cruces and those performers in New York City. But that came, like I say, from watching TV shows and listening to music on long drives.
So what can we expect at this year's 2019 spring concert? It'll be disco, Madonna, Cher, and you said, oh my.
Oh my, there's going to be lots of fun. I'm really encouraging the singers to dance and move and to feel the fun of the music. Every concert, we wear our, what I think is becoming pretty standard, our rainbow-colored polo shirts. Every singer gets to pick the color that they feel best in, and we're just this flood of color and rainbow on the risers when we sing.
It is all about the music. However, we put on a really, really good show. Thanks again to Irene for that, because there is choreography typically, and it's really an entertaining concert.
So everyone should expect to have a lot of fun. And are there some songs you'd like to mention that will be sung?
Sure. I think a group favorite is Turn the Beat Around. Gloria Estefan made that pretty popular back in the day. Vogue. We have a Cher medley with some of her tunes, Believe and Life After Love. Of course, we've got some Bee Gees with Shadow Dancing. And the treble voices will be singing some more contemporary hits with some Britney Spears and some Beyonce thrown in there as well. And we've got Toxic, we have All the Single Ladies, and some Lady Gaga. And our tenors and basses will be singing some It's Raining Men, which was another big disco hit back in the day.
That sounds like it's going to be quite a fun concert. Again, the 2019 Spring Concert, Disco Madonna and Cher.
Oh, my.
June 1st at 7 p.m. and June 2nd at 3 p.m. at Peace Lutheran Church, 1701 East Missouri. Tickets are available at Spirit Winds, 2260 South Locust, and at the door. Is there anything else that is so important for the community, your community service? Now, you talked about funding. That was a struggle. Now, the tickets are only $10 each. Mm-hmm. These funds go towards?
Well, just the music alone is quite expensive, to have a copy of sheet music for each singer. Both myself and our accompanist are paid for our time. The space, Peace Lutheran
Church.
Very
minimally paid, I might add. Well,
we pay for the rehearsal time and space, as well as the performances, the program.
Music, the program.
So you all represent Southern New Mexico and Far West Texas, as well as soon you'll be participating in the Gala 2020.
Yes, the Gala Music Festival in 2020 will be in Minneapolis, and we will be performing and attending to represent New Mexico, Far West Texas, internationally.
And it's one of the largest choral festivals in the world. And it's a tremendous privilege to get to represent Las Cruces and the surrounding area there. We are working really, really hard to fundraise for our participation in Gala in the summer of 2020 so that we can go to Minneapolis and represent Las Cruces.
And about how many people are you expecting to attend from here?
I'd say at least 20. I mean, we'd love to take the entire choir, but right now the choir sits between 40 and 50 people, and we hope to take at least half.
So do you have a website or a Facebook page that people can then either help you with funds?
Yes, we are on Facebook. We do have a website.
SingingOutLasCruces.org.
And you can also email us, SingingOutLasCruces@gmail.com. I know the board and I check that email pretty much every day.
The other thing, Emily, moving forward that I hope Irene will talk about is our plan for the next year in terms of community concerts and visibility. And
yes, we'll have our upcoming summer concert, of course, June 1st and 2nd, as well as our winter concert in January. But then as we move forward preparing for Gala, we're hoping to do more community outreach than we've ever done before, getting ourselves out to every little nook and cranny of Las Cruces and the surrounding areas to give ourselves the chance to practice performing, but also to sort of build camaraderie and get the area excited for us to go represent in Minneapolis.
Well, thank you so much, Singing Out Las Cruces board member Dave Henton and artistic director Irene Guerra.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a blast.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.